President Vladimir Putin said this weekend that the hostage taking in Beslan showed that Russia had demonstrated weakness, and the weak, he said, are beaten. Putin said international terrorists had launched a full-scale war on Russia and vowed not to give in to their demands. The Russian president said law enforcement agencies had become corrupt in the post-Soviet era and that Russia must create a more effective security system. Joining us to talk about what strategy Russia might now adopt is Sarah Mendelson of the Center for Strategic and International Studies here in Washington. Ms. Mendelson is a senior fellow with the Russia and Eurasia program and a frequent visitor to Russia. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
First, tell us, is President Putin right to say that international terror has launched an all-out war on Russia?
Well, we don't know. I mean, the only sources that we have that have said that there were Arabs in the school come from the Russian federal sources themselves. So we haven't heard any, that I know of, any corroborating evidence. The speech is also extraordinary because he points to weakness. That's a very unusual thing coming from President Putin.
Well, and he says Russia must be tougher, but how much tougher can it be? I mean, given that the Russians have basically already carpet-bombed much of Chechnya in the past decade.
When President Putin talks about getting tougher, it's not clear if he means a return to a kind of Soviet-era response or he's got sort of Homeland Security and the Patriot Act in mind. And obviously there's a huge amount of possibility in between those two choices. But I think the concern is right now, and we'll all be watching very closely, is whether it is moving more towards a Soviet-style response.
When President Putin blames corrupt law enforcement agencies for allowing terrorists to carry out horrific attacks like this one, what does he mean?
He means that, what he could mean, I should say, is that on the ground in Chechnya, there's a lot of evidence that those who serve in Chechnya have been corrupt. There have been many stories in the Western press of soldiers selling arms, buying and selling, that there are some people on the ground in Chechnya who are making money from this. And that is a huge complicating factor in drawing the war down. There's another aspect of this, which is that people who have served in Chechnya, when they go back to their communities, are bringing with them the legacy of the war. That is, the things that they have learned on the ground and experienced on the ground, they're taking back to their towns. So increased physical abuse, increased amounts of shaking down people for money, and that's affecting the police overall. Keep in mind that none of these institutions, the security services, the police, the army, have been reformed since the collapse of the Soviet Union. And that's what he's really up against, is how does he get what is the end of the Soviet era into a post-Soviet era facing the kinds of challenges that we all face?
Is there any way the United States can influence this situation? President Bush has called President Putin an ally in the war on terror.
I think that there is a way that the United States, and I would say members of the Euro-Atlantic community could influence. I would like to see a senior policymaker somewhere in the Euro-Atlantic community be appointed to work with all sides in trying to craft some kind of solution.
Is it possible that there's no more U.S. pressure on Putin because he has come forward and supported President Bush in this country's declared war on terror?
Frankly, before September 11th, the U.S. wasn't doing very much on Chechnya. So in some ways, it's convenient to point to September 11th is the reason why we haven't done very much. I think it's much more complicated. I think it has to do with Russia's position in the world, its having nuclear weapons, gas and oil. But I also think that there is something about how both President Bush and Condi Rice have understood this war, and that has made them reluctant. It's been really puzzling to me to look at the support that President Bush and Condi Rice have given democracy and human rights in the Middle East, or at least saying that democracy and human rights are very important to them in the Middle East, and have not done very much on what is massive amounts of evidence that there have been democracy and human rights abuses in Chechnya.
Sarah Mendelson is a senior fellow with the Center for Strategic and International Studies. Thank you.
Thank you.